比赛中。
Fortunately, I had warm clothing, but I saw one poor guy in a T-shirt. He was just sitting there freezing.
我呢穿了这个外面的衣服，但是我看到有一个人就穿着一个 T 恤在那儿冻得不行。
But it's nice that we can be in this warm place and enjoy the warmth of Christian love and fellowship.
那么我们在这里聚会来敬拜神，还有在一起团契，那真的是又温暖又好的一个房子，感谢神。
It was nice to greet several of you in the commons.
啊，我谢谢你们啊。
Many of you asked, or you said, welcome back. That's generally a good thing to say to me.
那么欢迎我回来这样的一种问候是非常好的。
I've actually been back now for a while.
啊，我已经在回来一段时间了。
My last trip was to Costa Rica.
那我上一个旅行的地方是波多黎各。
Where I was training a group of young believers and we're looking into possibilities of training rural pastors.
那我在对一些年轻的这个信主的弟兄姐妹们对他们装备他们，希望以后能够装备他们做成为牧师。
But I will be leaving again Tuesday for about 3 weeks.
那我这个星期二呢又要走，然后要有三个星期不在。
Be in Malaysia and then in Japan.
我会去马来西亚和日本。
And so I would ask for your prayers, both for me as I travel, for the ministry, and then for my wife and family as they remain at home.
我呢，请求大家为我的这个旅行，这次的传福音的旅行祷告，也为我的家人，还在明城的家人，我的妻子和女儿们祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer and commit this time to the Lord.
让我们一起祷告，把这个时间交给神。
Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to worship you this afternoon.
天父，我们谢谢你在这样的一个下午，我们可以聚在这里敬拜你。
Lord, I pray now that you would speak to me and speak through me.
父啊，我在这里向你祈求，你借着我说话，也通过我把你的福音传出去。
As we open your word and seek to understand the message of James chapter 4.
你打开我们的心。所以呢，我们能够理解你雅各书第四章所讲的。
Father, I confess my absolute need for you.
天父，我在这里祈求你真的是要向你祈求，我确确实实的需要你。
Teach us your word, we pray.
教导我怎样去教导你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The year was 1869.
1869年。
Russian author Leo Tolstoy published a novel that went on to become one of the great masterpieces of all time.
那么一个俄国的一个作家叫 Leo 的这么一个作家，他写了一个一个非常有名的一个，后来成为一个非常有名的著作。
The title of that book.Is the title of our message this afternoon, War and Peace.
那么他的这个这本书的名字呢，就是我们今天的这个正道的这个名字。
Now Tolstoy's book tells the story of five aristocratic families during a time of war.
那么他在这本书里面讲到了一个家庭，他在战争和和平时在战争的时间呢，他们是怎么样生存的。
As the armies of the French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte are about to invade Russia.
那个时候正好是法国的这个这个皇帝他在带领这个法国的军队来侵占俄国的时候。
But his book chronicles more than just a war between nations.
那么这本书他讲的这个战争呢是关于两个国家的。
It also looks at the class wars that existed in Tsarist Russian society.
那么在这样的一个不光是国家之间的征战，也暴露了这个在俄国内部的这个国家内部的一些战。
It explores the wars between families.
And 这个家庭之间的在这个战争时期的这些矛盾。
The relational battles between husbands and wives.
那么这些。在战争期间，丈夫和妻子之间的很多的征战。
and between parents and children.
孩子们和父母之间的。
And it even delves into the conflicts that go on in the hearts and minds of individuals.
还有那么每一个个体之间，人与人之间的很多的征战。
Now here in James chapter 4, James is doing much the same thing.
那么在雅各书第四章，雅各在这里也跟我们教导这样的事情。
He talks about the wars we face in society.
那么我们现在在社会中面对的这些征战。
In our homes.
还有我们家庭。
And in our own hearts and minds.
在我们的内心和我们的这个思想中的很多的征战。
But he doesn't stop there. He goes on to show us how we can be at peace with one another.
但他并没有停在这些征战中，他是继续的教导我们怎样在这些战争中得胜，有和平。
And so this afternoon, we want to consider three points from these verses.
那么今天下午呢，我就从三点来看这一段圣经。
The reasons for wars.
那么征战是如何起因的呢？
And then we'll look at the real issue, namely worldliness.
And 这些征战的真正的问题呢，其实就是世俗。
And then some resolutions that can lead us to peace.
那么最后呢，结果怎样来带领我们进入这个和平？
But James begins by exposing the reasons for wars.
那么他开始呢，就开始跟我们讲到征战的起因。
He begins with a searching question: What causes quarrels and fights among you?
那么他一开始呢，就在第一节里面讲到你们中间的征战、争斗是什么，从哪里来的呢？
Now let me just share two thoughts here before we move on.
那我在这里想讲两点。
Remember first that James is writing to believers.
那么第一点就是雅各在这里是对基督徒来讲的。
When he talks about quarrels and fights, he's writing about quarrels and fights in the church.
那么他是在对教会里的信徒来说，你们之间的争斗。
Second, he's using very strong language here.
第二点呢，就是他在这里用了很强烈的语气。
The words that he's using in the original Greek could be translated "What causes wars and combat amongst you?"
那么在希腊原文里面，那么他这里讲的这个征战斗殴呢，都是说你们的战争，你们之间的这些互相的这种打斗。
So the wars and the conflicts.Are not just happening between nations.
所以这些征战呢，并不是说只是国家与国与国之间。
They're not just happening between families and social classes.
不是说这些家庭之间的一些征战。
These wars of words are also happening in the church.
那么这些征战在教会里也同样的存在。
And that's still happening today.
那么今天呢，在教会里也存在这样的征战。
I remember the first time that I realized this as a young boy.
那么我想到这一点，就是我很小的时候。
I went to a church business meeting.
我呢去了教会的一个会议。
I don't remember the issue, but I remember there were people sitting on this side that were for the issue, and there were people sitting on this side that were against it.
那么我只记得当时有几个人坐在一面是同意这件事，那么另外一拨人坐在另一面呢是反对这样的。
And I remember being shocked at how these believers were attacking one another.
那么我当时呢非常的震惊，就是这些信徒们之间是互相怎样的去攻击。
And I remember very clearly telling myself as a young boy.I will never, ever become a pastor.
我记得当时我很小，我还告诉我自己，我永远也不会成为一个牧师。
Because I was so shocked by the way that people were attacking each other with words.
因为我非常的震惊，当时这些两个对立面在互相攻击。
It's amazing what people will fight about in the church.
那么也是，我也很震惊。那么在教会里，
人还这样。 Sorry. In fact, this week I looked online and I found a few arguments that took place in churches. I found this on a Twitter survey.
那么我在过去这个星期里在这Twitter这个网站上看见人们怎么互相怎么样争斗。
One church had an argument over the appropriate length of the worship pastor's beard.
那么有一个教会呢在争论这个牧师呢他的这个胡子应该有多长。
Another church had a fight over whether or not to build a children's playground or to use that land for a cemetery.
那么还有一个教会呢就在想为一块地应该去建一个儿童的这个场地还是应该成为一个cemetery就是埋葬的一个场地。
Another church had an argument and vote to decide if a clock in the worship center should be removed.
那么还有一个,
Amen.
还有一个教会在争论，那么教会里不应该挂一个钟来告诉大家时间。
Another church had a 45-minute heated argument over the type of filing cabinet to purchase, black or brown, two, three, or four drawers.
还有一个教会呢，在想他们应该买一个什么样的一个柜橱，是应该是有四五个抽屉的呢，还是应该是什么颜色的，黑的还是土色的。
Two different churches reported major conflicts over the blend of coffee they should serve.
那还有两个很大的教会，他们的主要的争论呢，就是他们应该给大家提供什么样的味道的咖啡。
One of the churches had moved recently from Folgers to a stronger Starbucks blend.
那么
Amen.
有个教会呢，他们就采取不要再喝那个Folgers那个太那个。
The other church, some members left when they moved to a stronger blend.
那有一个教会呢, 有很多人就因为这个咖啡的这个味道变了，他们离开了教会。
Now, we find these things amusing, but it's really saddening, it's really disheartening.
那么看了这些事情呢, 真的是非常让我们心里面的非常的懊恼。
What causes these quarrels and these fights, even among believers?
那么是什么在这些信徒中间能够造成这样的征战呢?
The answer here, according to James in verse 1 of chapter 4, is our own selfish desires.
那么在雅各书这里他告诉我们其实都是我们自己内心里的私欲。
He says our desires and passions can be so strong they can even lead us to commit murder.
那么我们的私欲呢，这还有我们的这个爱好呢，那么的strong，然后我们可以有可能都会去谋杀。
And it's our personal covetousness and selfishness that causes arguments and fights in the church.
那么我们的嫉妒，我们的贪恋呢，就会造成我们在教会里头的。
And even when we pray and ask for God's help, we do that out of selfish motives.
那么当即便我们就是不停地祷告，向神祷告，我们也是因为自己好多的私欲。
James says you don't ask God what he wants.
我们从来不去问神，神你到底想让我们要什么。
Instead, you tell God what you want.
但是我们常常地去告诉神，我们想这样。
He says, on the one hand, we're not praying and asking for God's involvement.
那么一方面呢，我们在祷告，那么不想让神来参与一些事情。
On the other hand, if we do pray, we're asking only for God to do what we desire.
那我们另一方面呢，就是祷告，神来成全我们想要成全的。
In other words, you're not really seeking God's will.
那么我们另一句话说，我们不是在寻求神的旨意。
You're seeking your own.
那我们在寻求自己的私欲。
James says this is the issue that's causing these fights and quarrels, even in the church.
那么雅各在这里就说, 这就是在教会里引起征战的原因。
But he moves on here to look at a more fundamental issue.
然后呢, 他接着呢, 就去, 来看这个最本质的原因是什么。
In verse 4, he says, "You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?"
那么在第四节他就说了，你们这些淫乱的人呐，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？
James is using some really strong language here.
那么雅各在这里确实用了很强烈的语气。
He calls the people in the church adulterers.
那么他把教会里的这些信徒们，他叫他们是淫乱的人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they abandon God to pursue their own selfish worldly desires.
因为他们在这里离弃了神，然后去按照他们自己的私欲来行事。
Now follow the argument.
那么接着下面的争论。
He's saying, look, verse 5, God desires to be intimately involved in our lives and in our church fellowships.
那么他在第五节告诉我们，神是非常的热心的，愿意把他自己呢带 involve 在我们之间，我们的生活生命中。
That's what it means when it says he yearns jealously over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us.
那么他在这里就是说，他给我们the spirit that he gives us caused to live in us and envies intensely.
Chinese.
Sorry.
But our love for the world and pursuing our own selfish desires causes us to turn our backs on God.
但是我们爱世界的心也让我们真的是常常的与神为敌。
And His will and His kingdom purposes.
那么为了神的国度，为了神自己的目的。
So in effect, what James is doing here.
那么雅各在这里到底在做什么呢？
Is he's challenging each of us to move from self-justification to self-examination.
那么他是在教导我们，我们应该从自我的自以为意的状态进入到自我反省的状态。
He's saying, look, the real issue is you.
那么他在说，看哪，其实真正的原因就是你们自己。
So stop trying to justify yourself and your position on whatever the issue is.
所以你不要再去为你自己所做的、所说的去合理化。
Start examining yourself and looking at your own selfish desires and ulterior motives.
那么开始来自我的反省，反省你自己内心的动机和你做为什么要做这些事情。
I had to learn over the years as a pastor that this was a good principle for counseling.
那么我作为一个牧师呢，我知道这些呢都是，当我们去安抚别人的时候，这都是最好的反省。
A woman would come into my office and sit down and say, "My husband is a problem. He needs to change."
那么一个妇女来到我的办公室就说，我丈夫呢很有问题，他应该悔改。
Well, I can't change your husband.
那我就会告诉他，那我也不能改变你的丈夫。
But I can help her see where she needs to change.
但是呢，我可以帮助这个妻子呢看到她的问题，然后帮助她来改变。
As a counselor, I can only help the person who's sitting in front of me.
我呢作为一个牧师，我能帮助那个坐在我对面的人。
I remember years ago, when I was the principal of a Bible school in Germany.
那我记得几年前呢，当我还是一个德国的一个学校的校长的时候
，I had a student come to me by the name of Steve.
那我有一个学生叫 Steve 的来到我面前。
He came to discuss a problem with his roommate, a guy called Herbie.
那他跟我讲到他同事的室友的问题。
And Herbie was crazy.
那么这个室友叫 Herbie.
I mean.There's no better way to put it. He was just crazy.
那么他有点就是说疯狂。
He was a difficult person.
他是一个很难相处的人。
He would often become argumentative and aggressive towards his roommates.
那他很爱争论，然后也非常的对他的室友呢非常的aggressive.
In fact, he had a prosthetic arm, and he would even detach that and swing it around as a weapon to hit his roommates with it.
他有一个假的胳膊，他经常会把他假胳膊拿下来，然后拿着那个胳膊来去打他的室友。
These were Bible school students.
这些是在这个圣经大学里面的学生。
And I empathized with Steve, but I couldn't change Herbie.
我很同情这个 Steve， 但是呢，我又改变不了那个他的室友 Herbie。
So I had to help Steve. He was the one sitting in front of me, and how he would respond to Herbie to try to bring about peace.
那么我呢，就是去帮助Steve， 然后让他知道怎样去面对 Herbie 这样的人。
Do you get the point of what James is saying?
那么你现在学到了雅各在这里教导我们什么吗？
He's saying stop justifying yourself and your desires.
那么你不要再自以为意的去为你自己的所做的来矫正解释。
Start seeing your own pride and your own selfishness.
然后你看看你自己的骄傲和你自己的自私。
And begin to realize your own need for God's grace.
然后你开始就会意识到你对神的恩典的这种需要。
I thank my dear brother for his prayer this morning at the beginning of the service.
那么我感谢今天这个司会在前面的时候的那个祷告。
In which he reminded us that each week as we gather, we confess. That we fall short of God's glory and we need His grace.
那么每一个星期我们聚在这里的时候呢，我们都会反省我们自己呢是怎样的亏欠了神的荣耀，我们需要反省，然后
Now the good news for adulterers is that when we choose God rather than the world.
那么这个主要的问题呢，当我们要世界而不要神的时候。
We have the promise of His grace.
那么我们呢就没有了他的这个应许。
Verse 6 says He gives more grace. Amen.
那么在第六节他说了他会给更多的恩典。
God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
It's not the proud who receive God's grace; it's the humble.
那骄傲的人得不到神的恩典，是那个谦卑的人才能得到神的恩典。
And His grace is enough.
那么他的恩典是足够我们用的。
To forgive our selfish behavior.
那么他可以饶恕我们自私的一面。
And enables our resolve to seek peace instead of war.
那么他可以帮助我们呢，来解决我们之间的争战，然后我们去一同的寻求和平。
And so we want to move now to the third point and conclude the message in a practical way this afternoon.
那么我们现在呢就来看一看实际生活中我们应当怎样。
By looking at some resolutions for peace.
那么我们有什么解决的办法呢？
The first of these three resolutions is this. Take God seriously.
那么有三个解决的办法。那么第一个呢，我们就要很严肃的来看神。
I find this in verse 7.
那么这是在第七节。
Where it says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you."
故此，你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
How do we take God seriously?
那么我们怎样呢？去很严肃的来对待神呢？
By submitting ourselves to God.
那么来用顺服的方式。
In the original language, this is a military term. It means to get into the proper rank.
那么用军队里面的术语呢，就是说你要你在军队里要完全的这种按照你的级位呢来顺服。
In other words, James is saying, you're not God, so stop trying to jump rank.
那么雅各在这里就说你不是神，那么你就不要在这中间跳来跳去。
Make the deliberate choice each and every day to choose God and resist the devil.
那么每一天呢，你就要给自己定义要顺服神。
And resist the ways of this world.
那么来抵挡这个世俗的这些道理。
submit your desires, your ideas, and your judgments before God.
把你的喜好、你的愿望，还有你的这些、论断，都要、放在神下，顺服神。
Brothers and sisters, to submit is to admit that we don't have what it takes to live the Christian life.
那么顺服的意思就是说，你要告诉神，你确实没有什么，那么你确实要依靠他。
This may come as a surprise to some of you, but you don't always know what is right.
那么你可能会很惊奇，那就是有一点，就是说你很多的时候你并不知道你自己、是对的还是错的。
And your will is not necessarily God's will.
那么你的愿望也不一定就是神的愿望。
Submission is an attitude of humility that acknowledges that.
顺服呢是一种谦卑的态度，那你需要呢来认可这件事。
And acknowledges our absolute need for God.
那么你要完全的认可你对神的需要。
This is where we begin, taking God seriously by submitting to Him.
这就是我们第一步，那么怎么样来用一个严肃的态度来接受神。
Second, verses 8 to 10, take your sin seriously.
那么在第八和第十节告诉了我们第二个、要点，就是你要认真的来对待你自己的罪。
As we've seen, we're all sinners in need of God's grace.
那么我们都知道我们自己都是、罪人，我们要很严肃地来对待神罪。
So how can you deal with the sin in your life?
那么你是怎样去来对待你自己生命中的罪呢？
Well, it begins verse 8 by drawing near to God.
那么第一呢，就是在、第九节，那我们就要去亲近神。
As you examine your life, even sitting here this afternoon,
那么当你在检查你自己的、生活的时候
ask yourself, am I more like Christ or am I more like the world?
那么你即便是坐在今天在坐在这里，你也要问你自己，你是像、更像神呢，还是更像这个世界？
Am I nearer to Christ or am I nearer to the world?
那么你更亲近神呢，还是更亲近这个世界？
And then take deliberate steps to develop a deeper personal relationship with the living Lord Jesus.
那你要下意识的呢去、自己有计划的去怎样去亲近神。
What a great hymn we sang a few moments ago, take time to be holy.
那么就是要花时间然后去变得圣洁。
Time to read and meditate on God's word.
那么你需要花时间去读，还有默想神的话语。
Time to pray.
那么你要花时间去祷告。
Time to think about how I can respond in obedience to God's word.
那么你要花时间去默想，你怎样才能够、对神的话语呢去顺服。
Time to confess our sin.
那花时间呢去、认自己的罪。
Time to worship.
花时间去敬拜神。
And times like this where we come together to fellowship with one another.
那么花时间，那么像今天这样，我们坐在一起，来一起敬拜神。
But friends, taking sin seriously also involves repentance.
那么你严肃地对待你的罪，也包括你要悔改。
Being honest about our sin and confessing that to God.
那你要真诚地来看待你自己的罪，然后来在神面前认罪。
We see this in verse 8 where it says, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
那么第八节就告诉我们说，要洁净我们的心，要洁净我们的手。
It's a repenting of the outward acts of sin, cleansing our hands.
那么你在 外表的这些罪，那就是洁净你的自己的手。
And it's a repenting of the inward attitudes, the purifying of our hearts.
那么在你内心深处呢，就是要洁净你的心。
And when we take sin seriously, this should also include a genuine remorse for your sin.
那么当你把自己的罪看、严肃地看待自己的罪的时候，你就会、愁苦、悲哀。
This is what verse 9 is all about.
那第九节就告诉我们
Be wretched and mourn and weep over your sin.
你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣。
It speaks of a brokenness and a contrite spirit that keeps us mindful of our absolute need for God.
那么我们就要有忧伤的灵，一个忏悔的灵，这样我们就会来到神的面前。
Listen to the words of David in Psalm 51, verse 17.
那么诗篇第五十一篇，那么大卫在这里是怎样忏悔他的罪呢？
David says, Psalm 51, verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
第十七节，神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
Back in James 4, friends, we see that this will move us to continually humble ourselves before the Lord.
那当我们这样做的时候呢，他就会把我们带到一种谦卑的心态来到神的面前。
Take God seriously.
那么把神呢很严肃的来用严肃态度来看神。
Take your personal sin seriously.
那么严肃的对待你自己的罪。
Finally, this chapter ends verses 11 and 12 by teaching us to take others seriously.
那么第十一、第十二节呢，又告诉我们怎样的去用一个严肃的态度来对待别人。
James now takes us full circle back to the problem that he addressed in the beginning of chapter 4.
那么雅各在这里转了一圈，又回到最初的节那个要点。
He says, "Do not speak evil against one another."
他告诉我们呢，我们之间呢，不要去恶意的去批评。
Because when you do, you make yourself a judge of your brother.
那么，当我们恶意的诽谤的时候，我们就是在论断弟兄。
And you even make yourself a judge of the law.
那么，你也把自己呢，当成是评论断律法的。
In other words, you're taking the place that only God Himself should take.
那么用另一句话说，你已经坐在了神的座位上来制定律法。
And so let me just suggest three practical ways that we can take others seriously.
那我在这里呢讲三点，就是非常实用的，我们怎样去看待他人。
First, accept others as they are.
那么第一点呢，就是你来接受。那个别人完全按照他的样子接受他。
We're all different. We are all different.
我们都不一样。
We have different personalities.
我们都有不同的性情。
We have different backgrounds and experiences that have made us who we are.
那么我们都有不同的文化和不同的来处，然后让我们这样的不一样。
And as you begin to hear people's stories, you understand often why they are the way that they are.
那么当你呢是认真的去听别人的很多的故事的时候，你就会知道为什么他会这样不一样。
And realizing our own need for God's grace, let's show grace to others and accept people as they are.
那么让我们呢看到这些不同的时候，我们就看到神自己的恩典，那么去来接受每个人的不同。
Second,
第二点
，watch your expectations of others。
那么你也要看看你对别人的期望。
Often we have a whole set of expectations that we sort of impose on other people。
那么我们常常呢会有自己对别人的一系列的期望。
Be careful of the expectations that you place on others。
你要小心，你这些期望在别人的身上是不是合理
？Finally, remember that it's the Lord's job to judge, not yours.
那么第三点呢，就是说是神的神的责任，他去来论断，而不是我们。
I love the book of James because it's so incredibly practical.
那么我非常喜欢雅各的这个书信，是非常的实用的。
I think when we started this series many months ago, maybe even a couple of years ago, I think we said that it's embarrassingly practical.
啊，那么我记得这是可能几个月前，甚至几年前，我们就开始了雅各书，这是非常的实用的一本书。
Brothers and sisters, if there are wars in your family,
那么弟兄姐妹们，如果有征战在你的家庭里
，in your marriage, in your home,
啊，在你的婚姻里，在你家中。
If there are wars, battles, arguments taking place, fights in this church,
如果有征战、斗殴、争吵在这个教会里
，please, please take these resolutions for peace to heart.
那么把这个追求和平的这个意念呢，要放在你里面。
Take God seriously by submitting yourself to Him.
那么要顺服神。严肃的态度来看神。
Take your sin seriously by drawing near to God.
那么认真的看待你自己的罪，然后去亲近神。
Repenting of your sin.
那么悔改你的罪。
And humbling yourself before the Lord.
那么在神面前你要自卑。
Recognizing your own need for His grace.
那么你要看到你自己对神的恩典的需要。
And finally, take others seriously.
那么最后呢，你要认真的去看待你周围的弟兄姐妹。
Stop judging them.
那么我们不要去论断他们。
Stop speaking evil words about them.
那么不要去恶意的去诽谤他们。
And instead begin to, as we just saw, give them the benefit of the doubt.
那么总是用善意呢去想他们的动机。
Accept them as they are.
那么接受他们就是什么样的人。
Be careful of your expectations for other people.
那么也要谨慎的你自己对别人的这些期望。
Remember that it's God's job to judge, not yours.
那么要记住是神在判断人，而不是我们。
Brothers and sisters, when we do that, we find we're given three marvelous promises here in these verses.
那么在这里呢，我们又看到神给了我们极大的这个应许，三个。
Verse 7, resist the devil, and the promise is he will flee from you.
那么在第七节就说到，当我们抵挡魔鬼的时候，魔鬼就必离开我们逃跑了。
This is true for us as individuals.
那么这个对我们每一个信徒都是这样。
And it's true for the corporate body of believers for this church fellowship.
那么对整个这个教会的这个身体也是一样的。
If we resist the devil, he will flee.
那么当我们抵挡魔鬼的时候，那魔鬼就会逃跑。
The second promise is in verse 8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
那么第二个应许就是在第八节，我们亲近神，那神就必亲近我们。
God reciprocates as we take time to be with Him. We will discover His desire to grow closer to us.
那么神就是这样一个会回报我们的神。他当我们去亲近他的时候，那么他就会来亲近我们。
Finally, we have this promise in verse 10.
然后第十节
，Humble yourselves before the Lord.And he will exalt you.
那么就是说，在神你在神面前自卑，那么神就将你升高。
Don't exalt yourself.
你不要自己去升高自己。
Humble yourself.
那么谦卑自己。
And God will lift you up. He will exalt you.
那神就会将你升高。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May our Lord add His blessing to the preaching of His word this afternoon.
那么求神来把他的祝福加在他这些话语里。
Father, we thank you for the truth of your word.
天父，我们谢谢你话语的真实。
We thank you for the very practical exhortations that come to us from the book of James.
那我们为雅各书这么现实的这些教导，我们谢谢你。
Father, I pray that you would encourage us and strengthen us to respond in very practical ways to your word this week.
天父啊，我们也求求你啊，在这一个星期里，我们真的是将这些听到的这些信息用在我们日常的生活中。
Father, help us to take steps to take you more seriously and to draw near to you.
让我们真的是具体的来行动，放在行动中，我们怎样来够亲近你？
And to submit our lives before you.
怎样的去顺服你？
Father, help us to take our own personal sin seriously.
让我们也认真的来看待我们自己的罪。
And to repent and to continually humble ourselves before you.
让我们悔改，让我们真的是在你面前谦卑。
Father, help us to take others seriously, our brothers and sisters in Christ.
天父，我们也求你让我们真的是去认真严肃地去看待周围的弟兄姐妹。
By accepting others as they are.
那么我们去按照主的意思去接受他们。
Help us to show them grace.
让我们能够在他们面前有恩典。
Help us to be mindful of our own expectations.
让我们也小心我们对他人的期望。
And help us, Lord, realize that you alone are judge.
让我们意识到神你自己才是那位判断人的。
Lord, forgive us when we've judged others.
那么饶恕我们当我们去恶意地判断他人时。
Forgive us for speaking words that we should not have spoken against others or about others.
那么饶恕我们当我们说了不该说或者是恶意的话。
And may these resolutions bring peace.
让这些所有的这些你给的这些实用的这些方式方法都用在我们的生命中来带来和平。
Peace in this church.
让这个教会能有和平。
Peace in our marriages.
那么让我们的婚姻能有平和。
Peace in our homes.
我们的家庭能有平和。
Peace in our own minds and hearts.
那么我们的心思意念都有平和。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.